Peace of Christ be with you. In the name of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, welcome to Hope College Chapel of the year 2013 of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome back, all of you. I want to give a special welcome back, a special welcome to any transfer students that have come in semester and have joined the Hope family. We want to welcome you here. We're really grateful that you are now part of the Hope family and the Hope tradition. And I also want to give a special welcome back to any student that was on a semester abroad someplace. Give them a hand. If you're a hand, we got one right here. Welcome back. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. It's the promise of a new semester. And I love a new semester because it is a fresh start. And a fresh start means that who we were doesn't have to mean who we are becoming. It means that you can make changes in your life. And I love a beginning like this because you get to set the reset button. I love setting the reset button, which is maybe one of the reasons why we make resolutions at the beginning of a year or a new semester, a resolution that we want to do things differently in the future than what we did in the past. And a resolution is fundamentally an answer to a more fundamental question of who we want to be. For who we want to be shapes what we want to do. I want to be thinner, so I go to the gym. I want to get better grades, so I resolve to open up that really thick book and put my butt in a chair and read it. I want to ask her out on a date, so I resolve to turn off the video game, comb my hair, and take a shower. What you want to do is a reflection of who you want to be. It's the beginning of a new semester, and it's a time to make resolutions. And I have a resolution I would like to share with you and invite you to share with me together. Here's my resolution. It's simple and hard. I want to be a Christian this semester, this year. Which is to say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus on his way. I don't mean any harm by it. I just really, really want to be a Christian. I want to step out of the darkness and into that bright, fresh light that causes me to squint. I want to know that freedom that comes with exploring the expansive geography of the wide open country of salvation. I want to know the joy of walking that narrow path into the high country of the Trinity where the air is thin and then falling before the throne with every living creature on earth and singing hallelujah. I want to taste and see that God is good. That's my resolution. I want to be a Christian, but I know that that's not easy. It's not easy because faith is sometimes really, really hard. It's not easy because it's confusing. It's not easy because sometimes it's very, very clear. Mark Twain once said, "It's not the parts of the Bible that I don't understand that worry me. It's the parts I do understand." I think about this when I hear these words from Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34. Listen to these words, because I think these words from the book that we love have something to do with what it means for us to keep a resolution of being a Christian, a real Christian. Jesus says this. He called the crowd with his disciples, and he said to them, "If any want to follow after me, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who want to lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Indeed, what can you give in return for your life? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, So the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in the glory of his Father and the holy angels. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As we step into this new semester, I have a resolution, and I want you to consider joining me in this resolution. I want to be a Christian. I want to follow Jesus on the way. I want to experience the joy and the freedom and the grace. I want to have real community with the commonwealth of saints, which is you who are in Christ. I want to know what it is like to really experience a kind of faith that ignites me in wonder, that asks me to risk all I have so that I can gain what I don't have. I know that that won't be easy. And Jesus doesn't say it's going to be easy. Jesus talks to his disciples and to a big crowd about what it means to be a Christian. And it has everything to do with a reflex, a decision, and a quest. Did you hear it? The reflex. If anyone wants to be my disciple, if anyone wants to follow after me, Jesus says you must first deny yourself. That's the reflex. To be a Christian, to keep our resolution, means that we have to learn a counterintuitive instinct in our life. We have to learn to deny ourselves. And just about everything in our lives and in our culture whispers to us the suggestion that you should give yourself what you want. Our hearts are prone to wander, says the old hymn, which is another way of saying that what we want isn't always what God wants. We have to learn a new reflex if we want to keep this resolution. We have to learn to deny ourselves. And to deny ourselves means that we also have to make a decision. To deny ourselves also means that we have to pick up a cross. This is the decision that Jesus invites us to make. If we want to be Christians, if we really don't want to be fake anymore, we have to make a decision. Take it up, says Jesus. The cross doesn't just happen to you. The cross is a conscious choice by God's people to take it up and embrace it. And that cross is code for a life of suffering, not always a privilege. Jesus says, take up your cross. Now, of course we know that the cross is code for a symbol for imperial rule of Rome that would kill people. To take up your cross means that we are willing to die, to deny ourselves to the point of death, to be willing to take a path of suffering. To keep the resolution to be a Christian, a real Christian that's following Jesus on the way, means that we have to take up a cross. There is a direct correspondence between a living faith and a faith that is willing to actively make a decision and pick up a cross. And to do what? To launch our life into a new quest. You know, there's a difference between a quest and an adventure. An adventure is where you go out to have some fun experiences and then come back again safe at home to tell other people about it. A quest is where you go out and you may not come back again. A quest isn't merely after a set of experiences that will be fun, like an adventure. A quest is going out, being willing to explore that wide open country, risking all that we have to find that treasure, that which is most important. And the quest is simply this, says Jesus, to follow me. Not an ideal, not an ethic. We don't pick up a cross to suffer for suffering's sake. We pick up a cross because it is Jesus' cross. To follow after me. To be a Christian is all about a reflex to deny ourselves. It's all about a decision to pick up the cross. And it's all about a quest to follow Jesus, wherever Jesus might lead us. And that's the thing about faith that can create some anxieties. We don't always know what's around the bend. To follow Jesus isn't a math formula. If I do X, Y, and Z, this is the outcome for my life. To follow Jesus means we've got to go all chips in. It's not easy. It's not easy. And it's not easy because it's clear what God is calling us to be. This semester, I want to be a Christian with you. I can't do this alone, and I don't think you can do it alone, and I don't think we were meant to. We were meant to gather in here to encourage each other on the way, to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross, and to follow Jesus. And in order to help us along the way, I want to invite your attention and indulge me for 1.5 minutes as I tell you about a wonderful event that's going to take place Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the 2013 Hope College Veritas Forum. It is a theme, courage in crisis, embracing a costly discipleship. If we are going to deny ourselves, if we are going to take up that cross and follow Jesus, it's helpful to have some models. And we are going to begin tomorrow night with Dr. Charles Marsh from UVA, who's going to be giving a lecture, Who is Christ for Us Today? The Fierce Urgency of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Final Questions. It will be coupled on Friday with a wonderful guest that we have flying in from downtown Baghdad in Iraq, the Reverend Canon Dr. Andrew White, who's the chaplain of the St. George's Anglican Church. He's going to be speaking in chapel on Friday, also at the gathering on Sunday. And on Friday night, he's going to be giving a lecture, Taking Risks for the Kingdom. There's also going to be a concert Saturday night by John Mark McMillan. And the purpose of this conference is to encourage us on the way as we follow Jesus, to be the kind of people at Hope College that are willing to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, and to follow Jesus wherever that goes. Hey, it's a beginning. It's a fresh start. We get to set the reset button. We get to begin again. And we get to do this together. And we'll never get a chance to begin again like this ever again in our lives. And so as we start, I'd like to pray for us that we might find each other, study well, worship well, love each other with the fullness of our hearts. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this beginning, this fresh start. Pour out your Holy Spirit on each person here. Animate their life to want to follow you. Help us to know as a community and as individuals what it means to deny ourselves, what it means to take up our cross, and what it means to follow you wherever it leads. Come, Lord Jesus. As we begin this quest together, we know that you are before us, pioneering the way, and for you are not only the way, you are also our destination. So we pray this in faith, in hope, and in love. In your holy name, Christ, everyone said, amen. Welcome back, my friends. Go in peace.